The Senate Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure approved a bill that would provide up to $1 million in tax credits to any company delivering broadband service to certain hard-to-reach rural areas. Committee Chairman Chris Walters is the lead sponsor of another broadband bill that would enable the construction of a statewide middle-mile fiber optic network. The middle mile is like a highway system of internet fibers built across the state. Walters says both bills incentivize broadband providers to get to hard-to-reach areas.
My bill builds an interstate system, Senate Bill 315, and this bill helps build off-ramps off the interstate to hit the houses. So they really complement each other very, very well.
The Rural Broadband Tax Credit Bill was sent to the Finance Committee, whose members will determine how to fund it. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Rob Engel in Charleston.